We're celebrating 50 years of Buffalo's Italian Festival, which kicks off today. President and Chair Judy Portofiorella joining us live on WBEN this morning. Judy, it's a special milestone year for the festival, and this really turns into a homecoming for a lot of people, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning. Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful day to celebrate our heritage and celebrate everybody that has helped us throughout these 50 years, from sponsors to past board members and to family and friends. So it's going to be amazing, and I'm hoping that everybody comes down and enjoys our opening ceremonies today at 6 o'clock. It will be exciting. We have a lot of things going on, and we're looking forward just to bringing everybody back home.
Wow, 50 years is pretty incredible. I'm wondering, when you're planning the Italian festival, is there like an added pressure when you have a milestone, you know you have it ahead, like 50 years? Do you feel the heat kind of to make it bigger and better than ever?
Yes, we do. Yes, we did. It was a lot of work. I have a fantastic board. They did a great job. And when you come down and look at everything we have, from more seating and more decor and decorations and entertainment that's going to knock your socks off, yeah, I think we're going to hit a home run out of this one.
Give us a rundown of some of the highlights that are coming up.
So today our opening ceremonies is at 6 o'clock, and we will be walking our St. Anthony statue down the whole strip, right to our main stage. We will have our opening ceremonies. We will be crowning our Miss Italian for this year, along with, we have several past Miss Italians that will be here, even one from back in the 70s. So that will be exciting. And then tomorrow night, we have our own Frankie Shinta from Buffalo, New York, who will be entertaining us Saturday night at 7:30 on the Pelicano Marketplace stage. And just a lot. New food vendors, come and enjoy some new food vendors, things like that. We're grateful for many years of having Galbani Cheese as our sponsor, our main sponsor. And it's so overwhelming to have 50 years in trying to continue our heritage, that anything you're going to see out there this weekend is just a gratitude to all of you, to everybody that has helped us for 50 years.
Well, it's a great festival, and I like how every big festival in Buffalo has their own like unique twist on things. And the Italian Fest, two of my favorites are bocce, which is a must, and the grape stomping that goes on. I mean, the grape stomping. Do you ever have any shortage of volunteers to take part in the grape stomping?
Never. They're always waiting in line to do the grape stomping.
Something about that.
Come down and try.
And what do you do with the grapes after?
Oh, they go right in the garbage. No.
Just wondering, that's all.
No, we don't serve no wine from those. No.
All right, good to know, because I don't know if I want any of those feet that I'm seeing up on the stage.
Exactly.
Judy,
and yes.
You're going an extra block, though, this year, too, right?
That is correct. Yes, we were grateful for the businesses from Virgil to Lovering that signed off for us to go that extra block. And again, you'll see more decor and seating down there, and new vendors down there. So it's great. We're thankful to them for allowing us to do that.
Has conversation with the city of Buffalo been any different this year? There's been a lot of talk this year, more so than others, about safety at big events, keeping kids under control. The idea floated around of chaperones for any kid who's underage. How have conversations with the police or with the city been different than in years past?
So we've been in great contact with the Buffalo Police Department. They've been wonderful with us. We've been just working together for the safety issues. You will see, you know, we have our own security, but you will also see Buffalo Police there. We just did some minor adjustments that had to be done, and we're open to everybody and that. So it will be great. It'll be safe, and everybody's just going to have a good time.
And that's what everybody wants.
Exactly.
This is personal for you, right? I mean, talk about your family's connection to the festival.
Yes. So my dad was one of the founders 50 years ago on Connecticut Street. So we're keeping that tradition alive. me and I have two, I have my niece and my sister who sit on the board. And this year, a little extra special for my mom, because it is 50 years. So she will be on the street with us tonight as well. And it's just keeping the tradition alive, letting everybody know what our Italian heritage is all about, you know, and bringing everybody to our table. So this Hurdle Avenue is our big table, and we're going to keep that going.
You know, there's a lot of different food to try at the Italian Fest. I'm wondering, is there one dish that people might not really think about, that people may not have tried before, that is at the Italian Fest that you have to give a try?
Oh, boy, that's a hard one. There's so many. I know a lot of people don't think about, tripe is an Italian dish. In that, but a lot of people have never tried it in that. So there is Johnny's Meats is serving tripe. But there's our fantastic rice balls out there, of course, our Italian sausage. But to just pick one, that's hard because they're all fantastic.
And then, you know, if you break it down and just look at desserts, I mean, you could go crazy, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There's every dessert out there. There's gelato. There's cannolis, of course, and you know, we even have a coffee espresso bar out here this year. So come see the coffee espresso bar if you love espressos. You know, so there's just a bunch of different things for people to come and look at and see and taste and whatnot, and enjoy our vendors. We have fantastic vendors. They're all great. They're wonderful people, and we again wouldn't be here without all of them either.
Well, great stuff, and good luck this weekend. I'm sure it's going to be a great time. Judy, thanks again. Judy Portofiorella with the Italian Festival, president there, kicks off in just really a few hours, gets underway on Hurdle.